Is there anyone willing to praise God today? Amen.
Amen.
See, if you're willing to praise God, then just go ahead and give God some praise. Amen. Amen. Give God some praise. See, praise God because you love God. Amen. Praise God because you know He's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Last week we spent a little time on talking about be ye separate. Amen. And I know the Lord was trying to teach us to that there's some people in our lives that we're gonna have to learn to separate ourselves from, amen. Because these people, unbeknown to themselves, don't mean to really do us no harm, but they just being them, and in being them, their lifestyle and the things that they do have a tendency to reflect upon us. And before we realize it, we're doing some of the things that they did and being drawn away from doing what God had required of us to do. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to be obedient to the Lord, then say amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, because being obedient to the Lord is one of the best things that we can do. One of the first things that God asks of His people. Love me with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And when you loving on God like that, then you can be obedient to God without even thinking twice about it. And that is where a lot of people get it all twisted. The majority of people miss the boat because they're on the outside looking in, sitting in church, wondering why you seem to be having such a great time praising God. And they not understanding why you can be so free in praising God. And they miss the boat of receiving what God has for them because they don't give all to themselves. Love me with all thy heart, soul, and mind. Give me everything that you have. Bring me all your troubles. Bring me all your cares. And just let me be God. And when you can just let go and let God, oh, hallelujah. See, you don't understand what that really means. That means I'm not worried about anything that anybody is going through because I know that God can take care of it.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about my own issues because I know God has already taken care of them. Yeah. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. Already, even though I see myself the issue in front of me, I'm not concerned because I know God has already taken care of. That's called faith in God.
Amen.
That's what you got to get to. You got to have that understanding. God has already taken care of it. God has already taken care of it. You see, you may not know my story, amen. You don't know the rock in which God might have pulled me from up under, amen. You don't know the trials and tribulations that I might have went through, hallelujah. So you'll see me up here moving around and clapping my hands and praising God. But see, you don't know my story of why I praise God the way that I praise God. Amen. See, God has brought me through a whole lot of things. You know, there's many a days that I woke up and I thought that I was dead. And I said, am I still here? See, there's many a days that I went through some things and you don't understand that I just didn't know what my own name was. Oh, hallelujah. See, you don't know my story. There was days that I came to and I said, where do I live? See, you don't know my story, see. You don't know what God has brought me through. See, when you know you're living and you're wondering, I should have been dead, but why am I still alive? One day you wake up and you're able to praise God about why you're still alive, amen. See, I'm saying, you don't know my story. So when I praise God, amen, there's a reason why I love praising Him. See, because I know what He's brought me through. See, I know the pit of hell in which I used to reside in, amen. And it gives me a reason for why I want to praise God. Amen.
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 Amen. See, I love the life that God has given unto me. Everything may not be perfect, but it's all right with me. Amen. It's all right with me. Why? Because I know this, then you may not understand it, but I know that God is in control. Amen. Say everybody, somebody say, God is in control.
God is in control.
See, you've got to find a reason to be glad that God is a part of your life. You talk, you take walking and waking up and breathing and laughing and living all for granted. You do. But one day, you'll be just like me. And you'll look up and you'll have a reason to just want to praise God like there ain't no end. Just be happy and joyful and praising God because every word of worship. Amen. See, we sing that song, right? Yeah. Every word of worship. Every word of worship. I mean, everything that I do, I give praise unto God. Amen. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture for the day, we're going to start off with Matthew 5:15-16. Should have been a part in your programs. We could have took notes on the scriptures, but we're going to go to Matthew 5:15-16. Amen. I really would like to tell you, I'm not going to hold you too long, because I know we have a lot to do today. Matthew 5:15 starts off, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The title of today's message was Obedience Unto the Lord. I want you to understand that obedience, and there are a host of things that we can be doing that require us to be obedient to the Lord, to God. But obedience means that we are pleasing God, amen?
Amen.
And what we should all strive to do is please God. Today we're going to focus on let your light so shine. When you're supposed to let your light shine, when we are in the company of others, when we are on our job sites, when we are in our schools, when we are in our grocery stores, laundromats, or wherever we may be, the question may come up, well, how often is my light supposed to shine? Well, there's this old saying, 24/7. Everybody, 24/7, right? Well, 24/7 is when your light should be shining. Amen. And that means, amen, is that even when you are not out and about, and I'm going to go here with you, even when you are not out and about and you sitting in the luxury of your own home, in your own bedrooms, your light should be shining. That means that you do not get an opportunity to say, I'm going to go over to the dark side and be part of the dark side and walk with the dark side for this period of time because I am sitting at home in the luxury of my house. You do not get that opportunity, amen. You see, the light of God must shine forth from you all the time. There is not a break. You don't get the chance nor the opportunity to just sit back and say, well, you do it anyway, but you shouldn't be doing it. And sit back and say, I'm going to just do me. I'm going to just do me. And so you step over into the darkness and dull your light. But if you want to please God, you need to let your light shine all the time. Amen.
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 When you're at work, when you're at school, your light need to be shining. You need to be telling somebody about God. You need to be walking like you belong to God. You need to be talking like you belong to God.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even, can't even go with some of the lingo they use in today's school. But you need to represent who you are, amen?
Amen.
Let's turn over to Philippians 2:15. And there's a reason why this light has to shine. See, this is a continuous thing that we must be doing. Continually trying to please God. Continually trying to be obedient unto God. This is something that all of us have got to strive to do each and every day. Philippians 2:15. Why would I want my light to shine? Why would I want to not take breaks? Why would I want to understand that it's a 24/7 obligation unto God? He says, because that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Let me say that again, because it might have went too fast. That ye, that means all of you, may be blameless before God. Without rebuke. In this world that we live in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, and God says, I recognize. You living in an area, in a world of people that are perverse, a nation of perverse people. I've told you guys on many occasions, this is about learning. We come here to learn what God expects of us, amen. Sometimes we might not have known the requirements. We might not have known the expectations. We might not have known how we are supposed to walk, talk, and live when we're moving with the word of God within our souls, amen. So we come here so that we can learn the word and understand. But God says, listen. And then be doers of the word, not just be hearers of the word. See, once you begin to get the word of God into your mind, and I need to tell you this, there's a word called accountability. Once you hear the word, you need to understand accountability. Once you hear the word and you begin to understand the word, you become accountable to the word. And when you do not do what the word said, then, hallelujah, then comes in that word that he just said in the scripture says, rebuke. You need to understand about rebuke. See, you don't want to be under the rebuking of God. See, because when you fail to do those things that God has said you are supposed to be doing, then you open up yourself to be under the rebuke of God. The money that you had planned to do something with. All of a sudden, man, I got to go through using on this here. The bill you thought that you was going to pay that with. Oh, man, my check didn't even come. The money. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real with you. God works with you with your finances.
Yes, he does.
See, that's his quickest way of getting your attention. He take your little dollar from you. All of a sudden, your eyes light up. Oh, what am I change? This is why the word of God says to devour.
Amen.
See, he says that specifically so you understand. The devourer comes to take. And when God allows you to be rebuked, the devourer steps in and takes everything that you thought you had, even before you even got a hold to what you thought you had. Amen.
Amen.
So you got to begin to understand that there is a responsibility to you to be in tune and do the things of God. So let your light shine among men.
Amen.
That's how he finished off that verse. Among whom you shine as lights in this perverse world. You might need to tell Samaji to stand up because he's going to sleep over there. Just have him stand up. That way he'll stay awake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I am trying to get a word to you. I need you to wake up and smell the coffee. Although you may live in this perverse generation, you do not have to be a part of the perverse generation. Amen. See, you don't have to live and walk and talk as the people around you do. When you're in your schools, when you're on your job sites, you don't have to act that way. You don't have to use the language that they use. You don't have to cuss because they cussing. You don't have to do all the high-fiving and sign language that they're doing because you're around them. You need to act like you're different.
Yeah.
That's right.
See, because God has called you to be different. Yeah. See, you're not like everybody else. Yeah. God requires a different thing from each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. Whoo, hallelujah. Amen. Taking you over to 1 Peter 2:9. See, because you can't just keep going on being like everybody else just because they do it. You at your job, you're talking about everybody gossiping. Well, that ain't what we do. That ain't how we get out. We get out differently, amen? Amen. 1 Peter, starting with the second chapter, verse 9. And we're going to read for a minute. And I need you to pay close attention. Because I'm going to need to drive this home. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. You see, I need you to get back to this and understand that you were once in darkness and you are no longer in darkness. God says that you are a peculiar people. And peculiar, in case you don't know, means unusual. Means there's something different about you. You're strange, a little bit odd. People see you and they don't just see you as like everybody else. What's wrong with them Christian people, man? Well, God says that you are peculiar people, amen. Mm-hmm. So you need to understand that's why they look at you differently. That's why they see you differently. And there's nothing wrong with that because God has already declared that on you. You see, he also said that you are a priesthood, royalty. You need to understand this, that you're not just the average Joe Blow. You've got an inheritance. Yes. And if you begin to understand about this inheritance, yes, that means that one day, you'll be able to walk down the streets of glory. I need to tell you a little bit more about that inheritance. That means that while you yet serve God right here and right now, you will receive the blessings of God right here and right now. You don't have to struggle no more. You don't have to look over your back no more. You don't have to walk around with a strap no more. You can change the way that you think about life no more. You don't have to worry about, did I forget my dough today? Did somebody break in my house today? Oh, you don't have to worry, see, because you know that you got a covenant with a God that begins to put a protection around you, around your house, around your family, around your finances, around your money, around your wallet. Please, Pastor. You ain't got to worry. See, that's that blessing that comes from being a part of the royal priesthood of God. Yes. You are a peculiar people. See, God said, I'm going to need you to let your light shine amongst men. I'm going to need you to let people know who you are. I'm going to need you to get out and tell somebody who you are. I'm going to need you to let somebody know I'm a believer in Christ Jesus. I'm going to need you to invite somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You're going to have to stop walking through this land pretending like you just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. You see, God has called you to be something special. Amen. And something special you are. Mm-hmm. Something special you are. That's his word. You are a priesthood, a peculiar people. You are royalty. That's who you are. You ain't just anybody. You got to begin to stand up with pride. Hallelujah. You got to begin to represent who you are. You got to feel good about the inheritance that you have. Amen. See, can't nobody take that from you, amen. Can't nobody change that in you, amen. You've got that, and can't nobody get that from you. It's up to you to keep that. But I need to tell you, you got to begin to let God's light shine forth in you so that your ways and your life may glorify God. That's what the word just said right here. So that your habits, the things you do, your interactions can glorify God. And God wants to see glorification in you. God wants to know that as you're living in this world, you are doing the things that are pleasing unto him. And those things require you to be obedient unto God. Amen. When you're obedient unto God, you can receive all the blessings that God has. Amen.
Amen.
So make it a point. Make it a point. All of these things that you do. You know, from the famous sayings of Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? What are you doing for God lately? What are you doing for God lately? You got to ask yourself that. Really, you got to ask yourself. Are you telling others about God? Are you inviting others to your church? Are you really sharing what God is giving you with others? Are you really giving your fair share of tithes and offering unto God? What have you done for God lately? So you got to begin to ask yourself these things. All of these things are a representation of the light that God has given unto you. And in that light, there's nothing but happiness.
Amen.
You know, and that's a happiness that you get from God. That's a joy that you get from God. Can't nobody take that. Can't nobody change that. And can't nobody dissolve that in. Be glad that you are peculiar people. Be glad that God has chosen you to be a peculiar people. Ah, strange, unusual. Hey, that person walk around, they don't never cuss. That person, they ain't never sagging. That person always dresses nice. That person always has a nice something to say about somebody. They're never gossiping. That person is always kind. Those are the characteristics of a Christian. See, that's what you want to be. You want to walk and talk like that. You want to be that type of life. You want to live that type of life. You want that to just be you. That's your character. The sooner, I'm going to close with this. The sooner you begin to allow yourselves to come over to God. I mean, get with God. Don't just be associated with God, but get with God. And when you get with God, God will begin to change your entire family life.
Amen.
Not just you, but your family life.
Amen.
You'll begin to see God working in a way. But how can God work in your life when you're playing both sides of the field? How can God move with you and talk with you and meditate with you when half the time you're not even in your own right mind? How can God do these things? You see, you've got to get over to God. Get with God. Get with God full time. Let go of all the things of darkness and allow the things of the light to shine forth out of you. When they shine forth, I guarantee you, when the light of God begins to shine forth out of you, a whole lot of drama you won't be getting. I thank God. I'm not bragging. I'm not saying nothing, but I'm going to tell you this right now. We lived here 9 years, had them cars 10, 11 years. We ain't never took them to the shop.
Amen. That's right.
Ain't never took them to the shop. Okay. That's God keeping the devourer off of us. Amen.
Amen.
See, I don't have to tell you about, you know, I can tell you from what God done for me and my family. Okay. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. You faithful to God, God will be faithful to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.